Good morning. Today is January 28th. This is day 17 of Christ the King's 21 days of prayer. Through these days of prayer and fasting, we seek to see Jesus clearly in our lives. Today's scripture reading is in John 17, verses 1 through 26. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you, for I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I consecrate myself, that they may also be sanctified in truth. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be even as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them, even as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me because you have loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know, I know you, and these know that you may have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them." Today's reflection. As Jesus contemplates the end of his earthly mission, he turns to God in prayer. His desire is that the whole world knows he came from the Father, and the whole world knows the life-saving and giving message he brings. He aligns himself with God through this prayer. He desires that we do the same, that we seek to be one in truth, life, mission, and purpose, that we seek to live for him. We align ourselves with all believers around the world when we align ourselves with God in prayer. Does that mean that we need to all believe exactly the same way, or worship exactly the same way, or have the same total view of Scripture? The answer to all of these questions is simply no, we do not. However, we are to have the heart that Jesus does for God, to see him as the deliverer of the world and to work with him in bringing about his kingdom on earth as in heaven. As we seek alignment with God for ourselves, this church, this community, and this world, we must individually put Jesus first in our lives. We do this through prayer. We do this through raising our voices to God in thanksgiving and praise for the one who saves us and makes us one. We align ourselves with God when we do His will to advance His kingdom by sharing the love of Christ with our family and friends. When we share God's love and message of hope with others, we can guide them to a relationship with Jesus who can repair the brokenness in their lives. This kingdom work will only happen when we first go to Him in prayer to seek unity and guidance from the One who has saved us, forgiven us, and has the power to do anything. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we lift up Your Son's cry to be one in You, to bring with joy and thanksgiving Your words of healing and love to a broken world and in our own broken lives. Help us to unite as a church, to seek Your kingdom, will to be done here and out in the neighborhoods we live in. Lord God, align my heart so it reflects Your will, so my actions reflect Your actions. Make me one with You. Amen.